So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Not me being balls deep in a chocolate chip cookie 2 seconds before we start recording. Oh my God.
It is all over my gums.
I am like, I walk in and I see a bag of Levain cookies and she's like, I got a sugar.
Because every time we record in the evenings, we're both like running on fumes because like we didn't have dinner. So I was just like.
Well, I'm still running on fumes and an empty stomach and now a gigantic piece of cookie and I'm just like vibrating. I'm levitating. It's great. I've never been happier.
Yeah, please sponsor us, Levain.
Yeah.
This episode is powered by Levain.
Levain, what up? Cookie. God, the cookies weigh as much as we do.
Well, that's why I love them because they're basically a meal.
They're also like not baked.
Yeah, they're kind of like raw in the center, but I love that.
Yeah, it's nice.
They're so good.
You know.
Yeah. It's I can never eat one on my own.
Yeah.
I have to share it. Otherwise, I'll just feel awful for hours.
I know. My like nipples are hard right now. Wow.
Oh my God. But yeah, I figure if you're gonna drag your ass all the way to Brooklyn for us to record,
I mean,
I might as well bring snacks.
It's the least I could do for this show. Please,
for smell you later, we'll go anywhere.
Go to the ends of the earth. I'm in the middle of one hell of a week, Sable.
It's only Tuesday.
I know.
What happened?
It's nothing. No, nothing bad. It's just one of those things where it's like truly everything is happening at one time, which is great. I am lucky to like have a life that has things to do.
What's happening?
It's just like work shit. Wow. And like two of my best friends are in town randomly.
Oh, shit.
And of course I forgot.
Best friends, huh?
It's just sort of like, listen. Yeah. So I'm just sort of like hashing all that out.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I'm here tonight.
A lot to do.
It's fine.
I have things planned this week and I normally like don't have plans, but it feels good actually.
I feel like
I like having things to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean like that's what being alive is all about. Yes. Sable. I feel like you just told me that you are in a flow state for the manuscript.
I'm getting there. Actually, and I've realized as a perpetual procrastinator and someone with really poor time management skills, like certain things work for me and I think it's just like putting myself in a routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I've like started, I'm like back on my yoga shit in the morning and like, surprise, surprise, I feel good. Yeah. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I'm eating healthier, rather just trying to eat more vegetables overall. Some wellness brands sent me these like adaptogenic beverage powders that are actually really good. Mm. Normally they're like, those powders are like kind of gross tasting.
Yeah.
So you have to like put a lot of other shit like sugar and stuff in them to make them palatable.
Which is like defeats the purpose.
Yeah, pretty much. But these are actually all like really good. And part of me is like, is it the mushrooms that are, is it all the supplements, all of the, what are they called? I don't know, like adaptogenic powers helping my brain. It could be, I don't know.
Hmm.
Also because I'm fucking mainlining that shit like crazy. Like, help me, mushrooms.
Surprise, Sable's on shrooms.
Yeah, basically.
Sable's hallucinating.
Fueled by reishi and chakra and all that stuff.
If you ingest too much of that, like, off the rip, like, if you don't usually, like, do all of that.
Do health.
Can it sort of, like, freak you out? I have heard that.
So,
I know they're just, like, adaptogens, but...
Yeah. Adaptogens are tricky because they do work. Like they're researched to have cognitive benefits.
What do they do? I know they're not drugs.
They're not drugs. They're I was like, they're adaptogens, obviously. They basically help you manage your stress levels.
Oh.
And basically stay more balanced so you don't crash or you don't become overwhelmed. When your body's stressed, it goes through stages of adrenaline and resilience before you crash. And adaptogens supposedly just help you stay in that resilience period longer. So you have more endurance.
Okay.
Or something. I'm not a scientist.
This is just what I read.
But the dosage is important for them to work. And you could have, like, the things in your diet and your lifestyle, it could be inhibitors. So it depends on a lot.
It sounds like a whole lot of work.
It does.
But I'm also always very stressed out, so.
I will eat it. Yeah. It's a brand called Rasa.
Okay.
R-A-S-A. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not what I thought that were.
Okay. It's funny. I saw like a TikTok ad from them. They're like, do you hate the effects of coffee? And I was like, no. I'm like, try these powders. And I was like, okay.
They're not the ones that do those itty bitty drinks, right?
I don't think so.
They're like Bella Hadid drinks.
Oh, no, no, no. That's Kin Euphorics.
Kin Euphorics.
Oh, my God. I remember years ago going to an event for their launch at some like wellness holistic facility in Brooklyn. With my then roommate, because she like knew someone who worked there. And Kin Euphorics is like, it's more of like cocktail-y. Like it's an
adaptogen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like cocktail, an adaptogenic.
But without alcohol.
Non-alcoholic cocktail, yeah. And I think they like meant to have a cocktail hour. So they were like, yeah, just enjoy them. And I was like, okay, it kind of tastes like nice, like fruity juice.
Yeah. It's really bitter.
It's a little bitter, yeah. Which I like. But I didn't feel anything. I was like, whatever. No. And they were like weirdly pushy about doing these like photo booth testimonials. They had like a little video booth set up and like, we'd love for you to do before and after testimonial about like how you feel. Like, do you feel the euphoria? And I was like, no, I have to pee.
Right.
Like, it was weird. They were like, it was like, that was the point of the event, I guess.
That's so weird.
To kind of like collect content, I suppose. But I was like, these are cool, but it's also like kind of expensive.
Right. And they're teeny. You get like 6 ounces.
They're small. Yeah.
They sent a bunch to me a few months ago and I was like, I'm not going to cover this, but you can send them if you want. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like, nothing happened.
It's fine. It's fine. Just fine.
They're okay.
If you want to do something non-alcoholic, you know, more power to you.
I put booze on mine.
I was going to say, like, people definitely mix this with booze. Yeah, like, for sure. I
mean, yeah. It's a cocktail.
Yeah. But I also, at the time, especially, like, I was really sus about what adaptogenics were.
Yeah.
Am I saying?
Yeah.
Is adaptogenics or adaptogens? Fuck.
Adaptogens.
Okay.
I don't know, girl.
I think it's adaptogens. Oops. My bad. But I also like don't, like my body is drug dumb. Like I feel like I need like a higher dose than most people to feel things. It's just like not very sensitive to little shifts like that. So that's why I was like, well, okay. The fact that I've been drinking these Rasa things like every single day, maybe twice a day sometimes, because it doesn't have caffeine in it. I was like, yay, health. And I'm like, wow, I do feel pretty good, actually. Like, I do have more of a mental bandwidth. Like, interesting.
Shit, I never thought I'd hear you.
I know.
Say that.
Weird.
We celebrate that.
We might get this book written yet.
You will write the book.
Sponsor me, Ross.
See, I can't. I'm the exact opposite of you in that way. I can't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it'll just, like, spiral and like snowball, then nothing will get done. I don't want to be this way, Tynan. I know, but like you are, and that's okay.
But like I do feel like anytime I try to get a head start on an assignment, if I have like 2 weeks to do it, it just feels shitty. And then literally like 2 days before, I'm like, ah, and they're like, that was my best work.
I can't work like that.
I work really good under pressure.
I start early and I,
that's smart. That's the smart way to do things.
I'm not queen of time management, but starting on time at least makes me feel like I'm in control. And when I'm in control, I do the best work. I probably just said a mouthful there, but.
That tracks. I see that for you.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
It's why I like to get into the edit of the show early and as early as I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of like take my time. And then you hop in very late in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I set it up.
Right.
I upload it.
Put the little boings in.
The little boings and bing bongs.
Fine. We have a process and it works for us.
This past weekend, I took a little trip upstate to Kingston.
Oh my God. That's right. How was that? Sables is in a band and she had a show in Kingston, New York, which is like an up and coming music city.
Not it's been there. Okay. It's a little quaint town upstate in Hudson. It's a very artsy town.
Okay.
There's like one venue that everybody plays, apparently. Yeah. Tubby's. That's what it's called, which I think is really funny.
That's cute.
It's fun for like the 23 minutes that we play a set.
Sure.
And then I'm like, okay, I want to go home now.
Yeah.
But like, we can't. And I'm just like, how the fuck did I do this when I was like in my 20s? It's just so punishing now.
Yeah.
The... Just because there's so much waiting around you do.
Yeah.
And you're kind of at the mercy of whoever, wherever you're staying at. And you're just stuck in party jail all night where you want to leave. You want to be alone, but you can't. And then there's always this like random dude who just like traps you in a conversation with the dumbest shit. And right. like he's lived in that town forever and he's just waiting for a fresh set of ears who hasn't heard all of his stories yet. And I'm right. like, please stop.
I hate that. I hate like
waiting. I don't care, Eugene.
Right. I hate waiting around for anything, especially if it's like any sort of like performance-based mm-hmm. thing where it's like all you can do is anticipate it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I hate it so much.
As Britney Spears said, I hate fucking waiting.
And I'm sure when you're at a level of musical artist where like you have hotels, you have green rooms and like
yeah.
a crew and all that shit, it's different. You can control your time and how and where you spend it. But like mm-hmm. for this, I was like,
this is it. I can't do this anymore.
Wait, where did you sleep?
We slept at one of my bandmates' girlfriend's friends' homes.
Bandmates' girlfriend's friends' homes. Okay, yeah. I hate that for you.
Yeah. And he was a lovely dude, mm-hmm. really nice. We had some really dope pizza, actually.
Ooh,
But it's like that thing where like everyone, like we left at like, I don't know, like between like 11 and midnight mm-hmm. to go home back to his place. And then we were all really tired. But instead of going to bed, as I had hoped,
yeah.
everyone's like, let's talk for hours.
Absolutely not.
And I was like, please, I'm going to die. I'm going to sleep so badly.
Oh my God.
Also, what I didn't realize is that I was getting over a case of bronchitis.
That's what you have?
That's what I've had.
Jesus.
My little...
yeah.
My little orphan cough. Because I thought I was like, oh, this is a weird little cough, but like... I'm not getting sicker. Like, I don't have a runny nose. That's weird. I got tested for COVID 3 times and they were like, no, you're negative, dude.
Yeah.
But they're like, the way your breathing sounds, it sounds like you have bronchitis.
Dude, I was editing the show last week.
Yeah, and I was like coughing a lot.
It sounds like the mic is in your throat. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
It was not good. So
it's like whatever she's gone, I got.
As like my chest was rattling. And I was like, let's do this, guys.
God. No, I completely know that feeling because like, I don't know. Since I left Madison, my friends have discovered like the concept of an A-bar. Well, not even discovered it. They've just been like really leading into it. And I'm like, you guys, I'm too fucking old.
Yeah.
Like, I can barely make it to 2 a.m. Can we go the fuck home?
Yeah, dude. I don't have it. I mean, also, I'm not used to socializing for hours and hours and hours on end. But period. But like for several hours on end and you can't leave.
Yeah.
So I was just like mentally burnt out.
Right.
And I love the dudes I play music with. They're lovely people and everyone's very sensitive, compassionate, empathetic. We're like very wellness forward. You know, we're very like self-care and take care of yourself, which is great. I'm so glad they're not just like party animals. But even then I was just like, guys, I want to be done.
The party is over.
Yeah, the party is over. I love you, but
right.
And it was only one night. It's funny when you leave town for like one night or you do something like vastly out of your routine, and I'm like, I feel like I was here for a week, mm-hmm. but it was just like 2 days.
Right.
Crazy.
Really wild.
I know. I mean, everybody there was super nice. Kingston's great.
Shout out to Kingston.
Shout out. It's a lovely, quaint little town.
What's on your inner corner right now? The silver.
Oh, the really, really old Glossier Holiday liners.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're going to go blind.
I know.
I've seen enough.
Yeah, I was like, I've seen enough. I don't need to see anymore. Yeah. But it just made me realize, I'm like, I'm 35 now. I'm like, I'm too old to be a punk.
Yeah.
I can't hang.
That's not true.
It's not true, but also I'm just like, I'll be a local punk where I can go home.
That's fair. I like that.
That's my speed. But yeah, we just finished mastering a new EP. So I'm excited for that to come
out. When does it come out?
I don't know, whenever we decide to slap it on the internet. Perfect. Yeah, it's really slapdash. Like, we don't really give a shit. So we're just like, yay, we made songs. Right. There they are. There you go. Enjoy.
I love that.
I don't care if anyone likes it. I like it.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I feel like that's your MO.
That's pretty much my MO. I only do shit that I like.
Right.
And if you like it too, great. And if you don't, oh well.
It's a way to be.
Keep it to yourself. Write it in your diary. So yeah, if you've heard me like hacking up a cough, I'm just like, I feel like Satine in Moulin Rouge.
Oh God.
No blood this. Has come up. Don't worry.
Not bad.
I've got the black lung pup.
God, you would.
Yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like something new.
Ooh.
I smell like the new Fleur scent.
Oh,
missing person.
I'm waiting for that to get to me.
So for those who don't know, Fleur is
it Fleur or Fleur?
I have no idea. I say okay. Fleur. Fleur was a brand that came out 2014, 2015 vibes. Yep. They were one of the first direct-to-consumer fragrance brands.
That were clean. Like, clean. I feel like they did clean fragrance
first. Did they?
First.
Yeah, that makes sense, probably. Yeah. And it was a pretty large collection for not a lot of people doing that in the space at the time. I mean, mm-hmm. Now we have many more fragrance brands that are D2C. But they were truly one of the first.
Yeah.
And they did it, like, honestly, really well. Mm-hmm. One, I mean, the fragrances were great.
They were beautiful, yeah.
And the storytelling around them was also great. They really put a lot of thought into, okay, we're selling fragrances online. People aren't used to this. How do we tell them what the fragrance smells like, what it feels like, all of this? They really brought things to life in a really great way. And they hung out for a good couple of years. And I don't know, I just always felt like there was like a little bit of a disconnect, and I don't even know what I mean mm-hmm. by that. Like, the bottles were cool. They were these like white cubes. You couldn't see the juice in them, but the name of the brand was wrapped around them, and it was all done so well, but there was still like an emotional piece missing for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They felt very elevated in the storytelling. I remember that, but also like a little bit esoteric. Like, it was a little bit over my head.
And maybe it was just because none of us were used to buying a fragrance sight unsmelled or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they, unbeknownst to us, sort of, I don't know if they went by the wayside, because our friend was handling them until like months ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the shit was still really
I remember
good.
He gave me a bottle of Sandara.
Yeah.
But I've always had a bottle of Hanami,
mm-hmm.
which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, they rebranded.
Yes.
They also got acquired.
They got acquired by an incubator, mm-hmm. the center. They do a lot in the like clean natural beauty space. They have Make Beauty, Naturium.
Yes. Yeah, so they are rolling out the new Fleur right now, and I don't really know what we're in for, because I saw the 60 that they put out.
Right. Chriselle Lim is like the creative director.
And who is Chriselle Lim?
She's an influencer. I believe mostly a fashion influencer.
So too, yeah.
Yeah, but she was one of like, I feel like the OGs, like a blogger back in the days when bloggers were like the scum of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then she girl bossed her way. She just kept at, like all those bloggers from that day, they just kept at it. And then once the culture realized like, this is where it's going, they're like, okay, now we'll validate you.
She's legit. And they put out this video about the reintroduction of Fleur, and she talked about like, I got the chance to acquire the brand, blah blah blah. And like, brand acquisition stories like don't interest me at all, nor do I think that they interest the consumer. I think they're kind of lifeless, but it's what happened.
But she's a person of interest already.
Yeah,
that's a difference.
Yeah.
Like, Make Beauty did the same thing with Carrie Barber.
Mm-hmm.
She has been like a creative director of like so many really it brands, like Violet Grey. I think she's worked with Sephora and Glossier as well.
But to me, like, what I'm saying though is like, and this is not a knock, it's just my personal feeling, it's like brand acquisition is like the last dying breath of like a brand trying to make
it
work.
Okay, it's like, why would a consumer care about that?
That's exactly what I mean. I'm like, okay, give me a reason to care.
Exactly.
This is
makes sense though.
I'm not calling it a cash grab, but I'm like, what is this?
Brand founders are like a thing, mm-hmm. or like a face, like, well, people want like a face of a brand.
They're the reason to believe.
Yes.
So all that to say, Fleur is back, and I'm gonna say they're doing it really well. I really like everything I've seen so far. It's a full rebrand. It's essentially just a new brand with the same name. I mean, okay. I don't see
like new bottles,
anything
new
pulled forward
design
from the okay, so I was about to speak out of turn. Some of the fragrances from the existing line they pulled forward, they rebranded the bottles, which are now stunning. Missing Person is like a coral blush. It's more round now. It's translucent. It's gorgeous. The top is some sort of like
white
terracotta texture.
It reminds me a little bit of the Way packaging.
It's sort of everyone's packaging.
Yeah,
it's a little Byredo. It's a little The Way. It's very The Way, actually.
Yeah,
very Way. And
very way.
So yeah, and the bottles are different colors.
I like the bottles. Yeah,
now it's,
I like that,
stunning.
Yeah,
the scent.
Yeah,
Missing Person.
Yeah,
is about missing your person.
It's funny because I thought that and I was like, that word association could go a couple ways.
It's a little spooky.
Yeah, because I'm like, missing person as in like a missing person.
Yeah, yeah, but I kind of like that because it's obviously, yeah, obviously like what your brain goes to first. Yeah, but I wonder
I wonder why they didn't call it like missing you.
I don't know, probably because there's that, like, it's a fun, yeah, turn of phrase that maybe has to be expanded on, you know, because, yeah, it's not like you can't unpack it.
Yeah,
you know. And so when I got this press mailer, it came in this nice little box and I yanked it open, and on top was this white pouch with handwriting on it, and it said, "I can still smell you on my t-shirt, XOC." And I love that. And then above, mm-hmm, it said, "Fleur, missing person, the scent of your lover's skin."
Yeah.
So it's very,
that's
that,
very you.
It's very me. It's, yeah, very speaking my language.
Yeah.
It just feels very intimate. It's very about love and intimacy and longing, mm-hmm, all of which I love. Anyway, they're really hitting it out of the park with me. But that's not what matters. Okay. What matters is the scent. And I will say, this is a sable scent. It is not a tiny scent.
I was going to say, the whole make of it, I was like, but you don't like skin scents.
So I will say, this is a skin scent and it's not my favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't love the scent itself, but that's not me saying it's a bad scent, because
it's just not what you prefer.
It's like the antithesis of what I respond to.
I know.
We all know that.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It's nice. So the top is skin musk, bergamot nectar, jasmine. The heart is cyclamen. I never say that right.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't know.
cyclamen. And neroli and orange flower. And the base is sandalwood Australia oil. That's one thing. Sandalwood Australia oil, blonde wood, and white musk. So it's a very musk-forward skin scent.
Yeah.
I will say that...
How is skin musk a note?
I knew I wasn't going to like this.
I knew, but you
that's
weren't
okay, but
too.
But that's okay. Because, yeah, I, you know, it's not
I
something
can already I tell.
Pick out for myself. But right, they call it a floral musk, which it's more musk than floral. It has more body to it and, mm-hmm, more meatiness to it than many typical skin scents. And by that, I mean, it doesn't feel like... It doesn't go stale.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel dusty. It's like they took everything I don't like about skin scents and just like did it better.
Okay.
It feels, and this is the only way that I can say it, it feels like the new car smell. It feels like a new scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. Yeah. It's not something I'm going to go back to quite a bit, but I do think there's more happening here than many skin scents that I have tried,
yeah,
and smelled.
How do you think it compares with like Kaoli Musk?
Oh, Kaoli Musk to me, I mean, Kaoli in the best way is a shit on shit brand. So there's a ton happening there. I feel like the Kaoli Musk note wise, there's more going on. It's stacked more.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit more reserved. I will say with depth and texture, they're probably more similar than they are different.
Okay.
This is nice. It's not heavy, but it's not too light. Like, I was smelling it all day, for better or worse. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was like, oh, I think it worked yesterday too. And I was just like, you know what? Like, it's not me, but it is good. You know, if I liked any of this shit, yeah, I would be really enjoying this. I worked out midday today and like showered and then put it on again in the locker room. And so it's been like cooking on me,
yeah,
twice all day. And yeah, it's cool. I don't know. I love the concept so much that I was like, well, if we gotta do skin scents, we might as well do them like this, you know what,
yeah,
I mean, like, call it what it is. So I'm excited to see like how the brand moves now.
The whole like personalization of fragrance And like skin sense, like really plays into that individualization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone is on this kick of like finding their own like basics. Like I feel like everybody wants like the perfect jeans of fragrance, yes, or like the perfect cream sweater of fragrance, you know? Mm-hmm. So like all of these skin scents sort of fulfill that, where it's cozy, it's not too out there, but you know, when people get close to you, it's like your own little scent aura, which people like. That the fact that it is like barely detectable is part of the charm, because it's like,
and this one I will say is it's detectable in a good way. And that's also what I like about it. Like, you can smell it.
Yeah. Like everybody wants to smell good without smelling like strongly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really interested to hear what you think about this, because it's on its way to you.
Yeah. I'll see you when it gets here.
I just want to see what you think.
Yep, that tracks. Yeah. That's exactly how you said it was.
Right.
More musk than floral, but definitely both.
I think the wrapper.
Yeah.
I opened the package and I was like, oh shit.
Well, that's the whole thing. The storytelling with it is so good.
So good.
So like really reels you in.
And they really,
the aesthetic.
They just do it right. I mean, like there's people making out on the box and the little like sort of handwritten note vibes and like your lover's skin, just all of it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Making that experience is it.
Yeah. It's like someone showed up for work today. Yeah.
Someone did the market research.
We are going to have her on the show.
Maybe.
Question mark.
We'll see. We'll see if she's down.
They're down our throats. We're having her on the show.
It's okay. Yeah, sure.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Riffing off of your skin scent. Hey. I'm also wearing a skin scent.
Okay.
It's Juliet Has a Gun, Not a Perfume, Super Dose.
Oh, okay.
I have the original Not a Perfume, which I do like a lot. And I was recently sent the Super Dose version. I was curious about it. And the original version has just two synthetic ingredients, Ambroxan and Cetalox.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
And it's billed as a floral woody musk fragrance, which... Yes.
Floral woody musk. Okay.
Yeah, which the Not a Perfume is.
Okay.
If you didn't know, that's what it was meant to be. That's what it was. But the Super Dose only contains Cetalox.
Really?
And I'm assuming a more concentrated dose of it. And it's billed as a woody aromatic fragrance, which, okay, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. But I feel like it loses something. Like, ironically, this is meant to be the slightly more intense version, which, like, the whole concept of making an intense version of not a scent is funny, because it's like,
oh, sure.
Like, right. How do you, like what's zero times anything?
Right.
It's like just zero.
Right.
But if it's just straight up Cetalox, this actually, it smells a lot just like Isobe Super.
Yeah. I don't hate that, though.
Yeah.
That smells, you're right. I don't know. You could tell.
This is Super Dose. Like,
oh, yeah. And what is that?
And this is the regular Not a Perfume.
All right.
Yeah, the Not a Perfume, weirdly, is like a little bit more nuanced. There's a little bit more dimension.
So the original smells like almost like a perfume.
Yes, yes.
And the Super Dose.
And the Super Dose just smells straight up like Isobe Super to me. To me. Yeah.
No, I agree.
So I'm curious what the thinking was behind that.
People love intenses.
They do love intenses.
Is this new?
It's from 2019, so it's not super new. The Juliet Has a Gun Not a Perfume was like such a hit.
Yeah.
So this is like basically a flanker of that.
Got it.
Which makes sense. And also, I do feel like, for better or worse, this is like a little bit more masculine, the Super Dose, in the sense that it removed the sweetness or the floralness. Basically, like, it just removed the conventionally feminine reading quality of the other one.
Sure.
So it's a little bit more straightforward and direct and drier.
Yeah.
Which some people might like. I'm curious why they called it a Super Dose and not like, I feel like that maybe they could have done like Not a Perfume 2 or like Not Another Not a Perfume.
I kind of like Super Dose.
Super. Well,
we're just hearing so many goddamn intenses lately.
I also wonder then, if they just removed one of the synthetics and then like pumped it, like why did they choose Cetalox over Ambroxan? Like, why not just pump up Ambroxan?
And I guess to that point, that does feel like a different idea than Super Dose. Super Dose to me would be double of both or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So that's interesting. Also, like, I'm getting this info from Fragrantica, so if it's incorrect, whoops.
The Bible.
I think this would actually be a great perfume enhancer. or like something to put over something else. Sure. Like if you want to use like a perfume oil or like, I don't know if you fuck with essential oils and then like put this over it, this would be like a really nice veil.
I see that, yeah.
But it does fade on me really quickly. Or maybe my nose just like becomes nose blind to it.
Sure.
Whereas the original Not a Perfume really sticks around, and like, I actually like got quite a few compliments with the Not a Perfume.
Really?
Yeah, where people be like, oh wow, you smell so good.
It's so goddamn funny when like those sort of scents, like every time I would wear Eccentric Molecules, Molecule All One, for whatever fucking reason I did,
People always say,
yeah. And I can't smell it on myself unless it like wafts out of a sweatshirt like half an hour later, but people would be like, you smell so good. I'd be like, no, I don't.
Shut up. I don't think I've worn Molecule 01 around people. I should try to.
Yeah.
Just wear it like to an event just to see what happens.
You should see people.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll wear it tomorrow to dinner with Fran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the toast.
Fran knows more about fragrance than both of us combined.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's insane.
What?
And I say that to him every time I see him, and he's like, no, I know. And I'm like, no, you do.
Bro.
I know. I am working on the launch of an intense fragrance right now.
Can you talk about it?
No, but I can tell you about it when the mics are off.
Okay.
So it looks like we are not out of our intense era yet.
Mm.
I just think it's the...
I like intenses.
I do too.
I like the idea of them.
I do too.
I think it's funny because the concept is there, but I feel like depending on who the brand is or whatever, like they just take it in like a completely kooky direction.
It is interesting.
Like no one ever executes it the same way.
No.
But that's interesting.
Right.
Like, I think that's what's exciting about it. I guess it's less confusing than making a flanker of something, because it's like, if you like this, you'll like even more of it.
Yeah. No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be exciting to see how that rolls out.
Yeah.
It'll also be exciting. So I told you this before we started recording, but I went to dinner with a friend of mine last night and accidentally got like a little drunk and bought Covet by Sarah Jessica Parker, which is one of my favorite fragrance campaigns ever. And I think we were talking about like the show that went live today, which is why we're talking about campaigns. And I was like, we couldn't talk about this because she's not exactly a face because it was her fragrance.
Yeah, but,
like,
yeah, it doesn't
my
count.
Favorite campaign was like Covet. I had to have it. And I was like, you know what? Me fucking one eye open looking at my phone on Amazon at the dinner table like idiot. So yeah, watch out for that next week. That's what I'll be saying.
Yeah, like. I've been
looking
up the Paco Rabanne Be a Legend Debbie Harry scent.
Oh
yeah, I think it's discontinued now, but there's a couple on eBay and they're not super expensive, but I don't know if it sounds like something, but you never know. Like whenever they say what the notes are, I feel like I so rarely agree with fragrance descriptions that part of me is just like, the fuck does this mean? Like it could mean anything, or it's just a lie.
You know what we need?
What?
The new YSL.
Which one?
The green one.
Oh yes, there's another black opium flanker.
Mm-hmm.
It's something green.
Yeah,
I want it.
I think there's fig in it.
There's fig in it.
Or
I love
some bullshit.
Some bullshit.
And
I don't care, I just want it.
I need the new flower bomb too, because I'm a girl.
Okay. How do we get into this segue?
I'm sleepy.
I'm never not sleepy. I feel like between the two of us, we have dealt with certain bouts of insomnia.
Yeah.
On and off throughout
the year. That was me trying to transition, by the way. Yeah. I hate sleeping. It bums me out so much. I hate going to sleep. It makes me so sad.
Do you just like lay in bed and you're like, fine, I guess I'll fucking do this.
Yeah, I just want to party. I hate going to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like a little kid. It's like, I know.
I know.
I like sleeping, but I do feel like annoyed. It takes me a long time to fall asleep. I read somewhere, I don't know if this is still accurate, that it takes the average human 7 minutes to fall asleep. And I was like, what year was this?
Yeah.
Because what the fuck?
Right. I'm not staring at my phone for 3 fucking hours.
Yeah. You know what? I might have read that like a decade ago. So that doesn't really apply. I'd love to see the updated stats.
Right.
But it's always taken me a while. I put on like a little meditation. I don't really listen to it, but it's just like nice to have someone's soothing voice telling me what to do and what to think about.
Mm.
Even though I don't listen. But it's like a little ritual. Okay. So when I hear the little voice, I'm like, and now it's time to sleep.
Hmm.
I have my little white noise machine. Sometimes I light an incense and then just thrash around until I fall unconscious.
Yeah, I don't think it takes me all that long to fall asleep. Unless it does, then I'm mad about it, which keeps me up even longer. I'm like that snake that eats itself.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. They're like, don't look at your clock if you're having trouble sleeping, because then it'll stress you out even more.
Yep.
I don't have a clock. Joke's on you.
I can't tell time.
I can't read.
Well,
sleep has been a hot button issue in short supply for too long now. And somehow our lack of sleep and our interest in scent has come together to form this episode idea, which the good folks at Givaudan were very cool to share with us some of their proprietary technology.
Yeah. They were banging down our door, and I said, come on in.
Yeah. So they have a proprietary technology called Dream Sense.
You're going to put so many sound effects in this episode, I can already tell.
I was kind of like, what is this? Like, how does it work?
Yeah. I mean, we're sus about everything.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And I have said numerous times on the show, you know, who cares? But like, I don't really believe in aromatherapy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
But it was coming from a house like Givaudan that, I mean, they are the one.
Yeah.
One of few who are making essentially everything we're wearing and burning in our homes and using in our sinks and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting to me that they had a whole like section of their business dedicated to sleep and the quality of it.
Yeah, just like dedicated to mood enhancers or mood, I don't want to say manipulators, that sounds iffy, but I guess that's what they do. Just ways to incorporate scent for certain intentions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought that was super interesting.
And sleep is one of them. So that's where we're starting.
They've done tons and tons of scientific research about how scent affects sleep, how it can benefit sleep or getting a better night's rest. So we will be talking with Olivier Guillotin from Givaudan. He's a VP there.
He's higher than VP.
Yeah, he's like been there for like 20 plus years. Yeah. So he's an OG.
We'll let him tell you his title, but it's
also his initials, I just realized. we'll let him talk about it because he is him and we are not.
Yep.
But yeah, let's get cozy.
Okay, well, my name is Olivier Guillotin in English. I'm a vice president and a perfumer at Givaudan since now 22 years.
Wow.
I have 40 something years of perfumers. I have worked a bit in everything. So I've done soap and detergent and air freshener, which is part of the story. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And now mostly since quite a lot of years, I'm really specialized in fine fragrance. Even if once in a while I do something a bit different, which is kind of fun.
So you've really done it all.
Wow.
Yes, I've done. In fact, I even started to do evolution before I moved to creation.
Okay.
You see, roughly I've done a bit everything, and it's very interesting. I'm not disappointed by that.
That's awesome. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah. So you know your way around the scent.
Yeah, kind of.
We like to start off every episode by asking our guests, Olivier, what do you smell like today?
Well, in the evening, I like to use a cologne I'm doing for myself, which is a citrus and rose. It's very fresh. Cologne like, Lut Cologne Imperial mostly. My mother was, when I was a kid, she was wearing that all the time. And for me, it has good memories. And I relax with this. Where even if the citrus put in a too big quantity, it's not really relaxing. But for me, it's a combination. It is relaxing. And I feel good smelling like that in the evening.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. So do you make yourself your own little scents?
Yeah.
Like personal use?
Oh, that's so cool.
That is such a cool perk of the job.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
It's the advantage to do that job.
It's also really cool that how you said, you know, citruses are not usually thought of as, you know, something that it helps you relax, but because of your, you know, your memory and your experience with it, it helps with that. I think that's fascinating.
Exactly.
Have any of your own personal creations sort of made it into a scent for Givaudan?
Of mine, yeah, more than one. Yeah, because in fact, that's what I very often, if I don't have a project, I try to let free my imagination. And the idea of create perfume is to feel good, it's to play with the mood and to be comfortable, to be happy, and so on. It's always work something for me. And when it works, I push that to a customer. And much more than one, which started from me and finished in a bottle of perfume.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
It must be just so cool. Sorry, I'm like very caught on this idea that you can just sort of create whatever you want and then, you know, perhaps bring it to market and then, you know, put it out there to become like, to mean something for all of us too. That's so cool.
The power.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not the majority of the case, but I think as a perfumer, you like sometimes to make you a little pleasure or to have a crazy idea to say, oh, it's going to work. And then you work for months, sometimes years, and it's just for you. Until that one point, or an evaluator or a customer is asking something which is exactly what you were doing, and you take it out and so on. Sometimes it's not like, and you keep it. And some of the time it's really like, and then you win.
I love that.
Great.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So we would love to talk about sleep and scent and how scent can benefit and affect how much rest you're able to get and the quality of your sleep. And I'm curious because Givaudan has what they call Dream Sense as an initiative towards this. How do you think what you do as a perfumer is similar to aromatherapy? Or would you even call it that?
It's a different question here. Let's start by the sleep, because I think, yes, the sleep is important. Sleep has been difficult to get lately, and between the COVID and now crazy Putin, everybody worried a bit when you go to bed. And the problem is, if you don't sleep well, your emotions are not well controlled, your memory is not as good. It's proven that it's helped a lot.
Yes.
That means, and it has been proven thanks to the research Givaudan has done, yes, some odors help you to relax and to sleep better.
Do you think that those odors are well-known scents, or was that something that came up in a lot of research?
I think some are well-known because, aromatherapy, you were speaking about aromatherapy. Aromatherapy has used that long before the term aromatherapy existed. The Greek used it, and the Roman, and so on. It was always there. I think what we have now, it's much more than simple aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is concentrated on natural product, which is nothing wrong with that. The fact is, even natural product, if they are not well balanced, could be quite aggressive. And you have some other of synthetic product which make it smoother and even help people to sleep better. But that's here, for me, it's a big difference between what we do as perfumer and what we call aromatherapy. Not that aromatherapy is wrong, but we go a bit further than this.
Right, yeah. I feel like when people talk about scent with an intention in mind, they automatically think about aromatherapy, even though Dream Sense feels a lot more scientifically inclined and a little bit more thoughtful.
Exactly. Dream Sense, Givaudan Neuroscience has done a lot of study on it. They've done in our center in England. There's a lot of brilliant people who just concentrate on the mood, on the scent, on all the effect that can affect the brain or the mood. And it's highly scientific. And as a scientific method, it's really based on you try, you work, you put that on different people, and not just two or three, but plenty. And you see how it reacts, and then you try the next one, and sometimes you have a surprise, and that means you check again. And it is very scientific. And here, we live in a time of computers, that means we can go much faster, we can do much better. Computers let you, when they have, they know roughly the recipe, then you can organize the recipes and you try different things and it's going to work.
Okay.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you become involved with DreamSense and how is that different than, you know, what would you normally do as a perfumer?
It's a bit of a story. That means I did a fragrance and then a customer said, well, can you have this fragrance work in DreamSense? It's not the opposite. Sometimes you receive a project and it need to be a DreamSense. Here, it was not the case. The fragrance was kind of done. So, well, can you change it in a way that it's going to work in DreamSense? That means you send your formula, you do a calculation, or the computer does calculation, and say, yes, it's working, or no, it's not working. If it's not working, well, the computer gives you the trick. That means you say, well, you have to push more this, you have to reduce that. That means you start again to rework and you rebalance the fragrance and you check if it's better. And it's not that once, at least not for me. And it's do a first try is better, but it's not really enough to be recognized as a DreamSense fragrance. That means you still work a bit further. And I think like all technology, the more you work on it, more you get it. I've worked a lot on wood. I think wood is fascinating. We have the mood mapping. We have those wood thing. For me, I always say that perfume is something to manipulate. It's a bad word to say, manipulate the mood, but it's a bit this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I give you an example. When I started to learn perfumery, mm-hmm. I discovered a product. It's a natural. It's a tagel, a marigold. And I smelled it and I remember right away. And I was maybe 3 years old. We saw my grandmother in her flower garden. And I had picked this fragrance and put it in under my nose. And it's a very strong odor. And right away, I remember this. And for me, it's not aggressive fragrance. It's nice. It's my grandmother. It's the outside. It's good memory. It's part of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Going back to what you just said about developing these scents, you said that, you know, you can be working on something and, you know, it's going the right direction, but it's not quite a dream scent yet. What defines a dream scent and what takes it over that finish line versus just another scent with perhaps aromatherapy benefits? Like what makes a dream scent?
Right. Another example, citrus. You know, I say I love to wear a cologne, plenty of citrus, and for me, it's relaxing. You have to know that citrus, if it's too much in the mood, it is energizing. That's the opposite. That means completely the opposite of thing. But when you do a formula and the computer tell you, well, rectify, you do need to have citrus in the fragrance because in the end, the freshness make it feel good. If you don't have to do too much, it's how it is to work. The computer tell you, you say, well, if you want to be doing stamps, you have to have the full package. It has to be comfortable. It has to have the nice part. That's the perfumer to do it. But you need, for example, there's some product which are muguet-like. And it's, in fact, it worked very well for the dream sense. We discovered that something that nobody would have expected, that it will help you to relax and to sleep better. And same way, if you put too much lavender or chamomile, that's maybe the tendency at the beginning. You say, okay, I have to put this, those two products. I'm sure it's going to work. But yeah, but it doesn't matter so nice. It becomes aggressive. You just have to write the wrong, the right thing. The good thing is the help given by the computer and all the calculation by algorithms and which are inside the program and the organization. And it helps you to readjust your formula in a way that, okay, it's working. Because you can have, let's say, you have a beautiful fragrance, it is dream scent. Yeah, but one point you have, let's say, aldehyde. Aldehyde are very pointy and mm-hmm. aggressive. It could be good if you want energizing, if you want to be happy. But if you want to relax to sleep, it's not good because it has something aggressive. That means the computer is going to tell you, okay, you can use between this amount and this amount. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's okay, but no more than this. It's you readjust your formula here to get the aspect of dream scent.
So it sounds like there's a lot of math involved in formulating these scents.
Very much. Not for the perfumer, but for the at the level of the computer.
Can this answer might seem obvious, so forgive me, but how do you measure the effects of DreamSense and like what is a successful benefit and measurement of it? Of course, it's more sleep, I would think, but is it?
It's more than this.
Sure.
It's more sleep, yes, but it's also the comfort of the sleep. That means the neuroscience method says there is, I wrote it somewhere. Yes, you have the sleep diary and the actigraphies. It's actigraphies, how much when you sleep, how fast you're going to fall asleep, how much you wake up. I know personally, I wake up a lot. I turn and I fall asleep right away, but it counts that. It means, okay, how often do you wake up? That's one part. The second part is the sleep diary. That means it's when people wake up, it's, okay, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. Are you rested? Do you feel good? Are you still a bit stressed? And all those calculations which have been done by putting product on people, study, and they discover that, yes, it works. It means when you have those two things, that's where you get the DreamSense.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
Do you think all types of notes could at some point factor into a DreamSense in whatever amounts that the program has decided? Or are there only a certain set of notes that technically could work?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of product which can make it work. Are they going to all work? No, clearly. If you have, let's say, a sheep, which is patchouli and a bit darker and so on, it's not working. If you have a very LED glycosin L5, it's not working either. You will have to change so much on the fragrance, and yeah, you can start from this, right? Mm-hmm. But when you arrive in the end, it's not going to smell at all like this, because all those elements are not going to work on the DreamSense. I mean, you really have to remove them or to put them in a so little quantities. You can put in very small quantity. I mean, can we use everything for a DreamSense? No. Can you start from any kind of odor? Yes. But the finishing, there is elements and no, are not going to work.
Oh, okay. And what sort of products are this, is it for? Like, what's the end result?
Well, the end result could be, it used to be roll-on, air diffuser. As I say, at the beginning, I was doing air freshener and things like this. That means it's part of it. The fact is, there's been studies and people don't use so much a candle. It's dangerous at night. Air freshener could be too strong. People like to, and that's a good thing, to have a product in when you wash your sheets and then the bed smell nice. But it's a bit the same. I have seen sometimes in hotel where, yeah, it say it's help for your relaxation and so on. If it's too aggressive, it is too much. Then it's disturbing. It has to be light enough to make it work. But yeah, you can use a shower gel. Before to go to bed, you have a nice shower. First, it's going to relax you. And if you have the right items, it's going to help you to sleep. Yes, sure. A simple perfume, as I say, I like to spray a cologne with rose. And for me, I feel more relaxed. That means I sleep better. That means this is a possibility also. There's a lot of possibility to achieve, which are much more complex than a simple candle. As I said, candle could be a good idea, but it's pretty dangerous.
Yes.
Air diffuser, I've tried sometimes. At one point, I did a lot of work many years ago about that. And you need to be very strong because you need to diffuse the perfume in the air. But then it could be too strong. As I mentioned, it's kind of tricky. I believe much more to those new technology of micro-encapsulation, if it's done in a proper way. Because I always say that's a parenthesis, if you don't mind. Very often, when you go to a restaurant now, you don't smell perfume, you smell the detergent or the softener of the people who are, It's a bit disturbing for me. and that's because the technology is fabulous, technology of micro-encapsulation. Now, if it's well done, You can have something which is pretty light, but each time you're going to move in your bed, it's going to smell. And that's right. Fabulous. That's great. If it's not aggressive, but just a very light aspect, playing with dream sense, that's fabulous. That's a dream.
Speaking of how we've been talking about sort of like formulas and percentages and things like that, and even going back to the start of our conversation about how you talked about how citrus is calming for you, are there any notes that you think would surprise the average, you know, consumer or perfume lover that do work really well in dream scents? I know that you said that a dream scent, you know, almost any note could find itself in a dream scent, but we think a lot about like chamomile and lavender and things like that when we talk about like relaxation in relation to scent. But are there things that you find in your work that people respond to in that way that you might find unexpected?
Yes, clearly. Citrus is one. At the moment, it's not too much. Because mm-hmm. if you have just a little bit, I think it really helps you because it smells fresh, it's relaxing. If you put too much, then you get so much energy that you cannot sleep. But I was saying earlier, those muguet or rose items, some of them work very well. And it was not expected at all. Because when you think, in general, we start to think aromatherapy, right? Which aromatherapy is mostly natural. It's mm-hmm. how synthetic are going to work in this story. Mm-hmm. And in the end, all the study done by Givaudan, it proves that much more than one item can work very well, giving this relaxing and playing on the NREM, it's the one before the REM sleep, and it helps to relax. And that's something I never thought it would work.
Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about naturals versus synthetics on the show, and we love synthetics in this house, but are we right in saying that dream scents are made up with a blend of naturals and synthetics, or is it more a synthetic formula? And I guess coming off of that, do you find that the human body responds positively, sleep and relaxation wise, to synthetics, that you can create something to help relax and put someone to sleep just as well as a natural could?
I would say that's my feeling of working with this technology, it's a combination. Mm-hmm. That means purely natural, it can be done, but I would say it's more tricky. Mm-hmm. Purely synthetic, probably also, but you need the natural. You need the beauty of the natural. You need the complexity of the natural. And God is certainly the best chemist in the history of the world. You will never be able to copy at the perfection a flower or an odor in the nature. I mean, we do need the natural. You need a combination.
Yeah. Are there any surprising discoveries you made when you were researching how to formulate in relation to scent and sleep?
Yes, yeah. You know, we have all some ideas and we have in our mind, and we're sure they are right. And I thought that an aromatic nut could work very well, the proof, lavender. Mm-hmm. But in the end, yes, it worked well, but it can go exactly on the opposite side. And spices are the same. That means it's a bit, it's kind of strange. Let's say, for example, lavender and rosemary are typical aromatics and we use mm-hmm. often, but lavender work well to relax. Rosemary, at the opposite, is that's a completely opposite effect, like the peppermint. And that means it's you have to try. It's really something we're at the beginning of really the dream sense, even if it exists since a few years now. But it's very recent if we compare with aromatherapy, which is centuries old.
Right. Yeah.
We can work faster, we can not faster, because we have the computer to help us. We have a lot of technology to help us, but it's still in the discovery time.
Hmm. Right.
Not to reinvent the wheel here, but how did dream sense as like a sector of Givaudan come about? I would love to know how that got dreamt up as a part of Givaudan instead of just like your typical aromatherapy. How did that come to be?
Yeah, as pretty sure. And in fact, it comes and we first work on the mood. on the mood. That means happy, energizing, and the negative, sad, and so on. And it's working on all those study, a lot of study on moods. Then some people realize, well, but if you feel good and comfortable, you can relax, you can sleep better. That means they start to look at aromatherapy and what they say in aromatherapy, like lavender or chamomile. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, what? How can we work that way? And I say, those guys are bloody brilliant. In England, are working on this. Those are all PhD, what's up? I look pretty stupid in comparison to those guys. Are absolutely bloody clever. And they have really, it's, you know, you have to realize that there is a lot of work behind that. Mm-hmm. It's, for us, perfumers, we discovered it was already quite advanced. We did not discover that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Maybe some perfumer base, think at the time there was still some perfumer in England or in Paris, maybe, work at the beginning to help them. Because in general, you have a group of two or three perfumers helping them on any kind of project. But the other, no, it was a discovery when they arrived and said, okay, we have this, it worked. Wow. and we start. But she want to spend a lot of time and money to make it work. It's not an easy peasy system. It was really science, research, and a lot of research in it, and with high technology.
Mm. Right. And sleep and comfort are so subjective to the individual. The same way scent is. I mean, like you were saying earlier, that beyond what we think of traditionally for aromatherapy, like personally, I find warm, spicy scents really comforting and relaxing. But yeah. I feel like a lot of people would probably find them like a little bit too stimulating, maybe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said earlier. It's it is proven that it's part of your memory.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of your what you carry with you, and it's different. This part is different from each person. Right. That's why we need much more than one dream set fragrance.
Totally.
You need more because, like fragrance, one is going to work very well with one. Some others are to work better with others. Still, the main body, which has been calculated, works for everybody. Hmm. But as you say, you like to have quite spicy. I like to have quite a lot of citrus. Mm-hmm. We all have something a bit different, which is part of our history. And it's part of it.
Right. I wonder, because a lot of like different cultures value different scents for, you know, other forms of comfort. And I'm wondering if all of the research and all of the mathematics kind of takes that into account of like what would work in Asia versus what would work in Europe for dream scents.
That's, to be honest, it's a very good question. I'm not sure. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not sure. Knowing those guys, certainly I've done some study on this. I'm looking if I have some information here about this, but about different parts of the world. No, and I agree with you. Another is going to be very different in Africa, mm-hmm. than in Asia, than in Europe or here.
They must just collect a lot of information about what every region finds really comforting.
Right.
Oh, I'm pretty sure, yes. I'm really sure that it's a lot of study. Now, if we want to dig deeper, I think probably we still have some work to do. But as you say, I'm pretty sure they've done a lot already on the study on what is like in different countries. But it's the same like fragrance, you know. Not too long ago, the Chinese did not like fragrances. Now they discover the fragrance, they love it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they love all kind of fragrance. They like very specific kind of fragrance. And the exception is the same. Japan, certainly, their culture is so sophisticated that they have, with no doubt, some different element. The matcha is something which could be energetic and relaxing also.
Right.
And matcha, I'm discovering matcha, that I speak about that because I discovered matcha not too long ago, top quality matcha, and the effects are very different from one to the other. Hmm. It's a supposed here, it's the same.
I do feel like I have seen quite a few matcha fragrances launching in the past like year or two.
Yep.
Yeah.
I also think that our collective interest in all things having to do with wellness mm-hmm. has just increased so much. Yeah. I mean, as you said, with this pandemic in the past 2 years, people are really, really concerned about their holistic well-being. So,
no, completely. I think people, and that's, I think DreamSense for this arrived at the right time. It's sad to say, but it does arrive at the right time. It's, we are at the moment, and our generation, it's, I speak my generation, born in the 50s, early 50s, and up to now, it's many generations, have not known war around here, did not know a pandemic, and then we got a pandemic first, and now a war. It's a lot of things to stress people, and people are nervous, people are scared.
Yeah.
And yes, more you're nervous, more difficult it is to sleep. It's part of it. And I think it's that's where DreamSense is crazy important. It could help a lot. And you see, that DreamSense initially was, not DreamSense, but aromatherapy and helping sleep was very niche kind.
Yeah.
And now all companies are looking for something like this because for the same reason. Everybody's stressed and everybody wants to relax. And if there is a magic to be able to relax, we wouldn't want it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Can you talk about any DreamSense that successfully made it to market and how they were received?
I'm very, very sorry on this one because I don't know. That would be more an R&D focus and they should have the answer, but I don't because I don't know. You have to realize one thing is the perfumer work on some project. But I work mostly in this country. I work sometimes for Europe, and I work mostly in fine fragrance. That means some perfumers probably work much more on DreamSense than me, certainly. And it's still relatively new. I don't forget also this element. I mean, yeah, it's certainly more. How many more? I don't know. If I were telling you a number, it would be a complete lie. I've absolutely no clue about that one. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's totally fine.
I'm curious, you talked earlier about how creating a dream scent is, you know, a balancing act with a lot of math in it. It's, you know, very formulaic. And I know that, not firsthand, but that, you know, creating any sort of fragrance is a balancing act of its own. But I guess creating a fine fragrance that, you know, anyone would normally wear and creating a dream scent, finding that balance probably means two different things. Can you talk about what it's like creating a dream scent versus just creating a normal perfume, fine fragrance, and sort of the different end goal is trying to get to? Because since you said that there is so much more math in dream scents and working with notes you probably wouldn't expect, that all interests me, balancing that all out into a fragrance that works and also still smells pleasing to the consumer.
Yes. Hello. Let's start with one thing in common in all.
Yeah.
It's harmony. Mm. And it's any kind of fragrance, dream scents, normal great scents, beautiful fragrance, a fragrance which is going to be a success. It's a fragrance which has harmony, which is harmonious, which is like a cloud, if you want. It's here, but it's not disruptive. You can have something disruptive, but it's not really, even if it's disruptive, you need to have an harmony. And it's here. For dream scents, do the same. The difference is when you create a simple fragrance, I say simple fragrance, but it's never a simple fragrance. you try to have, yes, the harmony, but you need to have what we say, a hook. Something when people start to put their nose, oh, wow, I like it. Mm-hmm. Even if in the end it's not nice, but you need a hook. You need something really grab it. After that, you have the construction, we make it, then it's going to be more pleasant and so on. And when you find to look at what people said about the fragrances, it's, oh, it doesn't last enough, or oh, it's a bit aggressive, and so on. That means this part will be the same, the big difference, and that's a big one. But it's the same if you work on the, for the mood, if you say as customer, we want a fragrance which is going to give energy. That can be done. It's the same kind of technology, it's the same kind of work. That means you're going to ask your computer who is already prepared for that to say, well, I have this formula, does it work? And quite often the computer says no. Okay. Where it doesn't work, sounds good. It's well organized. And you have a series of lines. And you have, let's say, the Mugen, which was the Mugen Mugen before. Or you have the juice, you have the spice. And it's going to say yes or no. Yes, it's okay. You know, the Mugen should be between, don't take note on this one, it's just to explain, between 1% and 10%. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have 5%, I'm good. That means this part is good. Then on the mask, you need to have between 5 and 20, or between 10 and 20%. Do we have enough? I'm a bit short. Okay, you push it up. Citrus, we are speaking citrus, you need to be between 0.5% and 3%. Again, it's just example. I have 6%, doesn't work anymore. You have your formula in pieces if you want. You put all those family together when you work on a dream sense. And you say, okay, I need to reduce this part from 6% to 2%. Up, you reduce and you rebalance. This part you increase. It's here, it's just really a kind of a play of putting part together. Mm. And that's really for me the way to work dream sense. It's you need to, when you have your formula, you cut your formula in the way that the computer is going to understand. And the computer is going to say, well, reduce, so it's much simpler if you have, let's say, 7 items, which is in fact just one line, when it's like this, it's okay, I reduce this line by this amount of percentage. So when you have that done, send that to the lab, it come back, sometimes it smells good, that means, okay, you great. Sometimes when it smells good, but it's not perfect, it's you have to rework. And each time you do a move, when you work on drip set or on wood, because it's the same thing, as I say, you have to, you do a try, even before you send to the lab to be compounded, you have to check first if it's okay, if it's really a dream sense fragrance or not.
Right.
Oh,
okay. Quality control, baby.
That's a big thing. It's where it's more calculating, if you want. Or,
right.
Sure.
If it's a computer, we do it, but still you have to do it. And you have to readjust your formula all the time to arrive to the right amount. And sometimes it is tricky, I have to say.
Sounds
bet.
Like it, yeah.
I've noticed, well, we've all kind of noticed that new fragrances coming out seem to do a lot more storytelling or have a lot more intention, like fragrances that want to evoke a certain mood or a certain feeling, you know, a lot of sort of leaning towards mental health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you're getting a lot of briefs about people wanting to create scents that invoke a certain mood?
We have more and more, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not all fragrances are like this by far, but we have more and more this mood aspect. And the mood mapping exists since a long time. I remember the first time I remember to have worked on something on mood mapping, found mood, it was, 30 years ago.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And it was just starting at the time, and it was very interesting. And there was... You have to look around 30 years ago. There was an article by National Geographic about perfume and mood and so on. Mm-hmm. And it was incredibly interesting. It had some product. For example, pheromone. Okay. We are not allowed to use pheromone anymore because the chemical structure of pheromone are pretty close. They are not, but they are pretty close to... product which can be cancerous. That means that has been removed. But at the time, it was okay. And I remember to have done the fragrance. Mm-hmm. It was just one product, a pheromone. Yeah, we are a bit going away of the dream sense, but sorry. But the fragrance was stating mood. It was a happy mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was very on top of the graph. I added a tiny witsy bit of this hormone, and it was off the graph so much it was working well.
Oh, wow. It's,
to give you an idea, there's a sub-product which, when you do the study, it's pretty amazing. It's okay. It was maybe the wrong example because the product don't exist anymore. But for dream sense, I'm pretty sure there will be some products that we are discovering that if you use just a little bit, then people fall asleep. Don't use this fragrance before you go to bed.
Right. Wow.
That's so interesting.
Don't drive and be perfumed.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't realize that pheromones could be used in fragrance.
Yeah, same.
It used to, but it's no more.
Ah, okay.
Well, it was fabulous because it was working very well. But yeah.
That's so interesting. I'm constantly curious about how effective pheromones actually are. And even if they can be detected by our olfactory receptors, which I think they're different receptors actually that detect pheromones.
Yes, absolutely. And what I wanted to say. Pheromones. The funny thing is, those are products you use in tiny, tiny WCM. Women, more than men, maybe men have not so good nose. After that, if there's too much hormone, it's made urine for them. It's right away, it's not positive anymore. But if it's a small amount, it's pretty amazing what you can do. And I mean, you can play with other kind of thing. The pheromones we are using are not human pheromone. I think just one company did that some years ago. Mm-hmm. But still, it gives an effect. Does it make you more attractive or sexy? I don't think so. But it makes you feel better.
Right.
And if you feel better in the end, you're more sexy at the same time. You feel more sexy.
Very true. Yes. It's all about confidence.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
This has been a really fascinating conversation. And thank you so much for explaining everything about DreamSense.
It's my pleasure. And, honestly, it was something new for me. And I think it's very interesting. It's the mood. I do believe the mood and the DreamSense. It's incredibly interesting. At one point or another, we all have... Well, maybe except my wife, who sleep very, very well. But in general, people have, at one point or another, they have difficulties to sleep.
Right.
And if we can help with the fragrances, with the cream, with lotion, with shower gel, any kind, to make people sleep better, that means to be more rested.
Mm-hmm.
It's vital, because if you're more rested, in the end, you have more energy in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so important. It's just pretty amazing.
Right. Yeah.
I think Givaudan could just release a whole DreamSense collection and it would sell like gangbusters.
Honestly.
It's like people really are worried about their sleep and
rest. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Also, the idea of perfume to sleep in just feels very glam.
Yeah.
It's very chic.
It really does.
Yeah, exactly. We say, you wear your fragrance on the mood you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, it's more complex. Yeah, you have a long commute, wear this fragrance, you're going to be fully awake, you're going to be in a good mood. Then another fragrance when you are in the office or you are with friends, that's another one. But then when you go back home, before you go to bed, you have to get another perfume, one of the things to relax. It's going to be highly perfumed.
When he said cloud,
I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. We're like, now you're speaking our language.
I know. I was like, finally yes. Tuned in.
Uh-huh. What if they just made scent clouds?
How do you mean?
I don't know. What if technology found a way to create scent clouds as a way of home fragrancing?
I know a place where they can test it. You know?
My house.
Exactly.
God.
That was wild.
That was wild. Also, I don't know how we'll edit this, but the fact that they can make scented products.
Yes.
Is very cool.
I always forget that they can't talk about the brands
I know.
That they work with.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's a tricky thing.
I mean, you do one Google and you can find all of them, of course, but
contractually, they're not allowed to say, we made this. Yeah, they can't say that.
Also can't say that.
Well, that was an example.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, even the Olivier name dropped a brand at the very end of the episode and the publicist was like, you can't say that. Yeah. But I'm like, come on.
Yeah. I feel like it would make so much sense for them to just release a line of sleep-oriented fragrances.
I know, same.
Yeah. I would love the idea of just spritzing on perfume to go to bed. It reminds me, I don't know if this is a real quote or not, the Marilyn Monroe quote when they asked her what she wears to bed and she said Chanel No. 5.
Yep.
I was like, that's so glamorous.
That's so fucking glam.
Is it true? Who knows?
Probably not.
We'll ask Kara. But I love the idea of sleep perfume.
Same.
I mean, there are weirder things people do.
This is true.
In the name of wellness or sleep.
Right.
Or glam.
I would be interested
And I don't know, like road testing that myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, Jividan, hook us up.
I was wondering that. I was like, so how many little guinea pigs you got there?
Right.
It's like sleeping up a storm.
Do you need two more?
Yeah.
You know?
Help me, please.
Right.
The only thing that helped me when I had really bad insomnia a few months ago was weed. So maybe if you like the smell of cannabis.
You got edibles, right?
I got a vape, but then I realized I don't like vaping because it hurts my throat.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't want to get flower because then you got to do the pipe and you got to clean the pipe. It's just too much work.
No.
Yeah. So it's my lazy ass.
I'll tell you this off the air. Never mind.
Okay.
I made a stupid mistake. Well. That was wild.
That was cool. Yeah. I'm interested to learn more about all of these mood enhancing technologies.
Same. And well, you're in luck because this is not the last we'll have heard of from Jividan. So
nope.
They will be back.
Yes.
And so will we. But until then, leave us 5 stars and a cute review. You have been chatting it up in the review section and we really appreciate all the positive feedback.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Tynan Buck.
And I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.